There's a lot of wealthy people out there in the world, but how did they get there? They didn't just wake up wealthy. There's a lot that can be learned from the trails that others have taken. In this episode of Think Like the Wealthy, we're going to be talking about Mr. Investing himself, Warren Buffett. Let's get into it. Welcome to Piece of the Pie with Ty. I'm Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check my channel out. If you like any of the information in this video, please hit that like button, share it, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. My channel is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. And today, we're going to be talking about Mr. Warren Buffett. The whole concept of Think Like the Wealthy is to try to figure out what got the wealthy people to the place that they are at today. And when it comes to Mr. Warren Buffett, one word sums it up for him: investing. Warren Buffett had an investing attitude ever since he was young. Warren Buffett is a 90-year-old American business magnate, investor, and a philanthropist. He is currently the CEO and chairman of Berkshire Hathaway. He is considered one of the most successful investors in the world, and he has a net worth of about $100.6 billion. $100.6 billion, making him the seventh wealthiest person in the world. So those figures are crazy, right? So how did he get there? Let's talk about a little bit of Warren Buffett's early life. Warren Buffett was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and he is second of three siblings, and it's notable that his father was a congressman. Warren Buffett was drawn to investing in stocks at an early age. In his senior book, his yearbook has a picture of him, and it says beside a light smile and future stockbroker. So he wanted to be in the stock market early on. He wanted to skip college, but his dad overruled him and discouraged him from doing that, which is a good move. You want to have your education. But what's highly noticeable in his whole early childhood is his love for investing. He was always trying to make money, always trying to find something to invest his money into so his money could work for him and he not work for his money. You hear that? Let me run it back one more time for you. He was trying to find ways for his money to work for him and he not have to work for his money. That's one big thing. If you ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, one of the quotes in there says, "The wealthy do not work for money. It's the middle class and poor that work for their money," or something to that nature. So that's one of the big things we can take away from him. That lust for investing and finding ways for your money to make money for you. Because of course we can go out there and hustle every day and bring in some income. But if you truly want to be wealthy, you got to find ways for your money to work for you. You only can do so much. You're only one person. You only can work so much overtime. You only can work so much until you're so tired and broke down. You need to find ways to make money in your sleep. That's one of Warren Buffett quotes right there. If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die. Warren Buffett. But let's keep talking about my man, Big Buffett. Warren Buffett kept that investing mindset and invested into one of his dad's companies. By the time he graduated college, he had $9,800 in his savings account. Today, that would accumulate to $107,000 by the time he graduated college. So again, he kept that investing mindset. Now let's talk about some of his career accolades. He started off his career in 1951 to 1954 at Buffett, Falk & Company. He was an investment salesman. So he was selling investments to people. So again, he was still in that game of investing, trying to find the best investments and selling it to people. It sounds like certain traits were in him. And from there, Buffett kept moving up the chain, making partnerships and deals. And by the time 1962 rolled around, Mr. Warren Buffett became a millionaire because of all his partnerships, which in January 1962 had exceeded more than $7 million, which over $1 million belonged to Buffett himself. He merged these partnerships into one. Buffett invested in and eventually took over a textile company, Berkshire Hathaway, and he moved the firm from the textile industry to the insurance industry. And over time, the company started acquiring stocks. Stocks like ABC Capital, Coca-Cola, and many more profitable stocks. Mr. Warren Buffett became a billionaire when Berkshire Hathaway started selling its Class A stock. And from there, Mr. Warren Buffett is highly regarded for all his investment decisions. And a lot of people listen to what Warren Buffett has to say because his investments have brought him and plenty other members of Berkshire Hathaway lots of money. So his opinions and feedback are highly regarded. So that just tells you the power of investing. Warren Buffett made all this money because he had an investing mindset from Jump Street. From early childhood, he wanted to invest. He wanted to invest and find a way for his money to work for him and not him work for money. Biggest lesson to take away from Mr. Warren Buffett. So if we want to think like the wealthy, think investing. That's the takeaway from Warren Buffett. Investing can give you a lot of returns. Investing partnerships. So you got to think outside of the box and actually look at investments and see if they can be beneficial. Some investments come around once in a lifetime, and some investments might be bad investments. But if you start off early, you will get experience in the game, like the 90-year-old investor, Mr. Warren Buffett. I appreciate you guys sticking with me to talk about Mr. Warren Buffett and a couple of his accolades. Of course, he has a lot more that he has done, but we're not going to go through his whole legacy. But definitely check out Mr. Warren Buffett. The resources I use are in the links in the description, so check that out. But remember to think like the wealthy. Keep investing in your mind, not just saving, but investing also. All right. Like I said, we got to build this wealth. We're going to get there, and we're going to build this wealth for ourselves and for the next generation. If you like any of the content in this video, please hit that like button. I appreciate you guys checking me out, sticking with me. Come back and see me. I got plenty more to talk about. Thanks.